With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You're listening to ACTON Grassroots.
Hello dear listeners, welcome to this special edition, end of season edition of ACTON Grassroots. I've got two interesting, in my opinion, my humble opinion, topics for you to tune into for this show, dear listeners. First up, we've got an interview with a friend of the show, Millwall fan, journalist with the Metro newspaper, Matt Nash, who also doubles as the manager of a very interesting side. A side that puts the county of Surrey on the international map. And the name of the club is International Surrey, logically enough. So first up, we're going to be speaking to Matt about his involvement with the obscure, eccentric, but very interesting world of county football, where it plays international sides from various parts of the world. So that's going to be our first interview with Matt Nash. Followed by a report from Michael Avery, friend of the show, regular reporter on these editions, from his recent visit to the Plumstead Challenge Cup final, a game between a big YouTube side, apparently, SE Dons, versus another side, Bayswater FC. That was a game played at VCD Athletics Ground in Crayford, played on Wednesday, May the 17th, and it's the Plumstead Challenge Cup final. So we're going to be going first to Matt Nash, and then after that interview is over, we'll be doing some live stuff with Michael Avery. So first up is Matt. Next up, dear listeners, on this edition of ACTON Grassroots is a very welcome guest. It's our very own, and he is our very own, Matt Nash, ex of the Metro newspaper, now living a free life out there, Matt. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Nick. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I've listened many a time, and so, yeah, absolute privilege to be chatting to you. Good to see you the other week as well, in unusual circumstances.
Yeah. Matt took me down a very woke kind of direction, listeners. We went to the Women's FA Cup final. That was an interesting experience, Matt. I mean, just to start off with that, I mean, I have been to a women's game last season. Harry is involved with London Seaward. I went to a game up at Walthamstow at the Wadham Lodge Centre up there. So it wasn't the first women's game, but it was probably the highest profile women's game that I've seen. It was an interesting experience. I mean, it was a full on crowd of 77,000 in Wembley Stadium. Is not to be sneezed at. I'm glad I went to it.
Yeah, I think, you know, 5-10 years ago, if we'd said Wembley Stadium would be full up for the Women's FA Cup final, it probably seemed a long way off. But yeah, it wasn't a great game, was it? But it was
it wasn't a great game.
Yeah,
no. But finals really are classics. I mean, it's a rare cup final at any level. I mean, there was some skillful play out there. You can always pick holes in whatever you're watching. I don't care whatever your sport, whatever your choice, you can always find reasons to knock. But I don't want to do that. I think I enjoyed the, it was a very different experience. You and me were joking beforehand how it's a different vibe outside the stadium to how can we put it, like a Millwall kind of playoff final might have been if that had come to pass. Very different. A lot of kids, obviously a lot of women, very female kind of atmosphere, but it was just a different feeling. I actually think of it, Matt, as a different sport. I mean, I see a lot of stuff online kind of comparing unfavourably women's football, but I think you're talking about two different sports, really, and I don't know that you can really make a comparison. Would that be a fair way to look at it from your side, do you think?
Yeah, I think kind of having covered a lot of women's football the last few years, I think you do have to kind of forget, you know, a lot of the sides of the men's game, really, Nick, and put it to one side and view it through different eyes, because actually a lot of the things you get out of it, you know, not as much diving and descent and all time wasting, all the things that annoy us about the men's game aren't there. So, yeah, you're probably right to sort of differentiate. And also, if nothing else, it took our mind off the Lions, right, and what had happened on the Monday. So,
Ain't that the truth? Anyway, well, we won't dwell too long on that. It was an interesting experience. I'm glad I went. And but whilst I was there, I was talking to Matt, and is it Ed who was your sidekick from
Eddie Meir. He sort of does everything. Yes, he's a bit of a one-man army, isn't he, Nick, really? He's a bit of a sort
I mean, Ed gave me a program from Matt and Ed's Eddie's club, International Surrey, and I, on the train ride coming back to on the Jubilee line coming home, I took the chance to read about this utterly fascinating club, Matt. Yeah. Deeply eccentric club.
Yeah.
And I became drawn into reading about it. Good program, incidentally. Nicely produced program. But International Surrey is a representative side for the historic county of Surrey, Matt. Would that be a good description, do you think?
Yes, that's it. It was started by a guy called Danny Clark 9 years ago now, I think. And he took those old boundaries. So from Gatwick Airport right up to the river, basically. So I think the first ever game was at Fisher, where we're returning to in June to play. But, listen, mate, I took a lot of persuading to come on board when I did. I know Eddie did as well, and everyone did, really, because it's such a random thing. But to have a team representing Surrey on the international stage is very eccentric, you're quite right. And but
I like it.
It's one of those things. It seems to have sort of caught on. We've got quite a nice team, quite a good squad, and we've had a decent sort of season, if you want to call it a season, because everything with us is a bit strange. It's not really a season, it's a sort of end of season for the players once they finish with their clubs. But yeah, it's really difficult to sort of describe to people when you first meet them, and you've got to really sort of suspend reality while you listen to the explanation of it, I guess, is the best way. So unfortunately, you copped all this, didn't you, the other week?
Well, I did, but me being me, I became entranced with the idea of it. Rather, some people would probably run a mile, but I run the mile out the other direction. That's it. I was looking at the fixtures. There is a website, International Surrey website, football, with the fixtures listed. And the reason that we're doing this call, Matt, really, is you do have two upcoming fixtures at Fisher in June, as you've just said. Two intriguing fixtures. So this is essentially a side representing the historic county of Surrey, which included at one time, or the boundary ran into what we now think of as London. But you're playing a Benfica representative side, Sporting Benfica, representing the Portuguese giants. And they're actually an affiliated side, Matt, aren't they? They are London-based, Benfica supporters that have put together a side representing the club.
Absolutely, yeah. And to be honest, we might have our work cut out, Nick, because they've just got promotion in their league. So, hopefully they've all gone on holiday and it's just the reserves. But that's a couple of games coming up at Fisher, possibly a third as well, but that will be it for us then. I think mid-June we'll be done for that period. But we're looking forward to going to Fisher, and you know, hopefully we might see one or two Lions fans turn out as well. It's where Surrey played the first ever game a few years back, so nice to come back to the old patch. And I remember Fisher well from when they were playing across the road in the old days, the old Surrey Dock Stadium.
The old Surrey Dock Stadium. So two fixtures at Fisher. Listen, this is the reason why I wanted to get Matt on, because I wanted to be a bit of an advert, really, for these two fixtures. It'd be lovely to get a few bums on seats or certainly a few spectators through the door for the two fixtures. You're talking about the 4th of June, Sunday the 4th of June, 1:30 kickoff. This is Surrey versus Benfica, London Benfica, 1:30 start. Entrance for that is £5, concessions £3, under 16s getting for free. Will there be alcohol for sale on this occasion, Matt?
That's a great question. I think we're waiting to hear whether Millwall Community Trust, who operate the ground, are sort of opening the bar up. But yeah, fingers crossed. They normally have cans down there, I think. And
they normally have cans. So, very good cans.
Yeah.
I've partaken there. Very good. I mean, let's hope so. But yeah, certainly the game's on for a 1:30 start on Sunday, the 4th of June. I will stick a link out to in the show notes for these two fixtures. You've also got another one against, not Alexandria, as you hoped, mate, Alexandra. Alexandra Knights, that's on the 10th of June. That's a 3:30 kickoff also at Fisher. You were thinking, I think they might have been representing the Egyptian, ancient Egyptian city of Alexandria, but I think it's probably more like Alexandra Park in North London.
Very much so, yeah, unfortunately. It was slightly lost in translation, let's just say that.
But no, some really interesting fixtures. I mean, the Surrey side have taken part in various games as part of this CONIFA kind of network, really, Matt. I mean, this is often teams that represent regions or groups of people or breakaway regions or, you know, various types around the world that don't feature in the FIFA regular international cycle. And they form themselves into an alternative grouping called CONIFA. And often these games that Surrey are playing are against sides that are part of the CONIFA network, aren't they?
That's right, yeah. I mean, we can't join CONIFA as we're a county, but we were in something called the World Unity Football Alliance. And since I saw you last, actually, we played a team called Matabeleland.
Matabeleland.
Yeah, who are very good. We lost 3-1. Dare I say, we had a few players out. But they were very good. They were very strong. And they came and beat us 3-1 at Dorking last Sunday with a few players from the National League in their side. Big, strong, skillful team. And, very impressed by them. And they are members of World Unity Football Alliance as well. They're from a region of Zimbabwe.
Wasn't Bruce Grobbelaar from Matabeleland?
He was indeed. He made one appearance for them at the CONIFA World Cup in London 5 years ago.
Right.
He has actually played for them, and he's goalkeeper coach. He's listed as such anyway. Although sadly, we didn't see him this time. That would have been great.
No, that would have been a draw, wouldn't it? I'm just looking back through previous fixtures. I'm seeing Matabeleland here, 3-1 loss, but also teams representing the London Japanese community. Chagos Islands, they're a very put upon region. I think they were Indian Ocean side, but I think they've had a very troubled history. I mean, if you want to find out more about the Chagos Islands, do have a look on Wikipedia, listeners. But some fascinating fixtures, Matt. How long have you been involved with it now, mate? How long you're managing the side, aren't you?
I'm managing the side, yeah. I took the job in the pandemic, Nick, and yeah, I was offered the chance to do it, and I thought, well, sort of, why not? But it took us a year to get going because of football not being played and everything. So there was a good sort of 18 months where Surrey didn't play any football, but we ended up playing behind closed doors again in 2021. And last year we came back and we played the Chagos lads, who is sort of a local derby for us these days, if you like. We beat Matabeleland last year. We played Hampshire because there are other English counties. This is kind of how this all started. Like Yorkshire and Cornwall were the front runners in this, and Surrey and Hampshire and others have followed.
Breakaway regions.
Breakaway regions, that's it. The People's Republic of Surrey.
And now Surrey, what's becoming of the world we're living in, Matt? People's Republic of Surrey.
It's mad, isn't it? You know, you look at people like Chagos and Matabeleland, and we've got these incredibly absorbing stories, and there we are just sort of representing the commuter belt, really.
Well, I think it's that. I mean, I read through the on the website, listeners, which is int intsurreyfootball.co.uk, intsurreyfootball.co.uk. But there's a little piece about the origins of the side, and there's a curious mixture, Matt, and I don't know if it's a fair way to put it really, but there's a kind of a humour in the idea of international Surrey, mm-hmm. that Surrey are playing as an international side. There's a comic quality to that, I guess. But one thing I do know, and we spoke about it at Wembley, that's the for the sides that you're playing, often this is a real chance to represent themselves on a wider stage. You know, many places may not see themselves as not being heard about, other than via sport, which is always a great medium for pushing names forward. And they take it very seriously, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, again, this is probably an area of football so many people are unfamiliar with, as I was before I joined. Yeah. So it does take a little bit of getting used to. But yeah, when we play the Chagos guys, you know, they've got a national anthem, you know, they kiss the badge.
It means something.
Yeah. Yeah, a proper full international to them. You know, when they play any fixture, they are representing the nation that they've kind of left behind while they're exiled over here, you know. So these are very big... these are very big deals, I guess, for the teams we're playing. Whereas, obviously, for Surrey, it is a bit different. You know, you look at Yorkshire and Cornwall, they're very kind of chest-beating, see themselves as independent. It's quite different in Surrey, isn't it? It's a harder sell, I would say.
I love the article on the website speaks about promoting the part of the ethos of the club is to promote the culture of Surrey. And I love that. I want to find out more about the culture of Surrey, and this is one way to do it. It's part of the wider CONIFA network. I mean, certainly the CONIFA have a World Cup, which is a chance for places like, I know Punjab have a team in the sense that they see themselves as a nation, and Biafra, I think, that was the Nigerian region. So it is taken quite seriously by these sides, and you know, from that point of view alone, it has a curiosity factor.
Yes.
You're enjoying the management role, Matt. You like being a manager?
Yeah, I kind of do, really. I started it as a sideline when I got too slow and too old as a player and got into it that way, really. And so the last 10 years, I've sort of migrated more to the dugout, really. But I do love it. We've got a good bunch, actually. We've evolved the team a bit this year, and we've got players who've come from teams all over sort of Surrey and London to play for us, and a nice mix of players. I like to have a good dressing room. I don't like to have, players with egos and things like this. So we try to keep a good bunch of guys, and they've got to buy into it, Nick, is the other thing as well. You know, like, if you're going to come down and spend some of your close season, you know, playing serious football as we take this, you know, although some may not, then you've got to sort of, you know, buy into it a little bit. And the fact that you're playing for Surrey, you know, you're not just having a kick about with your mates, you're not playing for your club now, you're representing the county in some way.
County of Surrey,
you know, means something to you at the beginning or not, it certainly will when you've come and played for the team. And I think that's the thing. It has to be enjoyable. It has to be enjoyable as a manager. It has to be enjoyable as a player. And for those involved, like the great Eddie, who does our marketing, our finance, and you have to have these people. They're crucial to getting something like this off the ground and keeping it going, because it's not easy. You know, you don't really get any sort of help in terms of funding or anything like that. You really have to dig deep to try and find people who are willing to kind of help you. So I enjoy it. You know, except when we lose, we had a tough day against Metabele Land, and that wasn't great.
Sounds like they're a quality side. I mean, one thing. I mean, I'd not met Eddie before. I met him at the cup final, but I'd include yourself, Matt, as well. But there's a cliche in football that the non-league world has these kind of heartbeat figures, and I think Eddie was one such figure. You know, people that do a lot and keep the game alive in often quite unpromising circumstances, and he's one such figure, isn't he? I mean, the game needs these people to keep it going, and I take my hat off to Eddie and yourself, because you know it's easy not to do something, isn't it? You know, it's always the easy option, and to actually make something happen, I think, is always worthy of congratulations. So I take my hat off to you, mate. It's You're doing a good thing here, representing the county of Surrey on the international stage.
Well, we had a bit of a moment earlier in the year where we could have gone the other way and probably just mothballed it for a while or whatever. But we thought, oh, no, we quite enjoy doing this. Let's try and carry it on. Let's try and find a way to do this. What we struggle with, Nick, sometimes is finding opposition.
Right.
You've got quite a small pool, and because you're not in a league, you don't have that structure of playing every week.
Because these are friendlies, effectively, Matt, aren't they? They're friendly
fixtures
in a nutshell.
Very much so. Yeah, yeah. So effectively, you're playing international friendlies until such time as hopefully next year we can arrange a tournament. You know, we've got an invite to go to Jersey to play Parishes of Jersey, which is their national team there, and to go to Hampshire and to Yorkshire. So the idea is to cast the net a bit further, see if we can go to away games, see if we can host a tournament maybe over here. But there's not always loads of readily available opposition. So that's kind of the idea now. How do we widen our scope, broaden our appeal? Where do we go from here? So we've got to think about that as soon as the games are finished next month, really.
Fantastic. I mean, home venues, I mean, the next two fixtures are at Fisher, which is, from the Millwall perspective, very well known. You're playing Dorking, I believe, Matt, and I've seen Merstham as well as a alternative venues. You're spread around the county of Surrey, obviously.
Yes, yeah. Now we've got these wonderful new boundaries, or old boundaries, I should say.
Yeah, wonderful old boundaries. The Anglo-Saxon boundaries. As soon as I read the word Anglo-Saxon boundaries, I was yours all over. You had me at Anglo-Saxon.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, this year we've played a couple of games at Farley Rovers in Warlingham. We're in the middle of a run in May in Dorking at the moment, and in June we're at Fisher. So we're taking it around a little bit, and obviously Millwall Community Trust run the Fisher ground, so it's nice to have a link there with our beloved club.
Absolutely.
And we're always sort of open to ideas about where to take it around the county, and it's hard to know where you're going to get more people to come out and watch, but you know, we're fingers crossed for Fisher. That'll be good. It's a lovely ground, lovely pitch. Great backdrop, by the way, of Canary Wharf.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful ground. Anyone who's never been there, it's well worth the trip up. It's not, about a 10-minute walk from Rotherhithe Station. I think you can walk through from Canada Water, about the same distance. So if you fancy some Sunday football during the long weeks before the start of the new season, listeners, give it a go. I'll certainly be at the Benfica game. That's on June the 4th, Sunday, June the 4th, 1:30 kickoff, £5 to get in, or £3 concessions. And then there's another fixture against the Alexandra Knights, which is at 3:30 in the afternoon on June the 10th. No, it's a Saturday game, isn't it? Saturday, June the 10th.
That's it.
3:30 kickoff. Details will be on the International Surrey website. I will stick links in the show notes, and I will boost it on Twitter, because we want to get a few bums on seats if we can do to these fixtures. Matt, huge thank you, mate. I want to wish you luck ahead of that big fixture against Benfica, mate. I think you're up against it, playing Benfica, one of the giants of the game.
Absolutely. No, thanks, mate. We need all the help we can get. So, yeah, very happy to see any faces that want to come down. You know, you'll be made more than welcome. We like to make these sort of a big occasion, a big day out, you know, and a lot of fun, because we know these are effectively friendlies, but they're good level friendlies. You know, we've got guys who play in the Isthmian League. So, please do come down. Be lovely to see any of you that can make it. And your good self, Nick, of course. Thanks for having me on.
I'll be there. I've always wanted to see, London Benfica might not be quite the full Ben, but they are affiliated to the Benfica giants of Portuguese football. So June the 4th, 1:30 kickoff at Fisher's, Salter Road, St Paul's Stadium. Big thank you to Matt Nash. Thanks for coming on the show, Matt. It's great. I'm going to have to get you on more often, mate.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Nick. Yeah, anything that takes our mind off the other week, frankly, at the moment, will go down very well, won't it? You know, I'm just a bit worried about when we start playing again. I'm enjoying my football at the moment.
that will end in August.
Yeah.
Big thank you, Matt Nash.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You're listening to Acton Grassroots.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here at VCD for this evening's game, the prestigious Plumstead Challenge Cup final. My name is Michael Avery. I am being joined by Avery Senior and Avery Middle, because there is a junior, but he's at home, for this game between SE Dons, the famous SE Dons. We've got loads of YouTube channels and social media bits, and I don't really know what else they have. I'm not down and trendy enough to know what they have, but we're here for the SE Dons game against Bayswater FC of Westphal. We go into this game now with SE Dons doing reasonably well in the Sunday Football League, the sort of breakaway YouTube league, if you will, that's starting to start the season against other teams like The Wall, Under the Radar, who are familiar with this podcast, and Bayswater, who currently play in Westphal and come into this game with a cup double, doing very, very well this season. I think they're in the first division and they're doing some good stuff. There's a lot of people here, you would imagine, with SE Dons bringing down quite the army of fans outside on the gate. We were told there'd be about 800 to 1,000 people, which for a, you know, a Sunday league game playing midweek is tremendous numbers. The referee today is Spencer Goldsmith, who is a familiar name to myself and the pod. He was on a game last season, one of the cup finals here, and he has the prestigious honour, which it really, really is in Westphal, of being the man in the middle for the game. Avery Senior, what do we think of the game so far? What's Avery Senior, the eldest of the Avery clan? What do we think of the pitch? What do we think of the atmosphere? What do we think the score will be?
I think the pitch is great. Like, it's just flat. There's like no like holes or anything, and the grass is like smooth. Like it's
like a snooker table.
Yeah, like a snooker table. I think the score. I think the YouTuber team.
SE Dons,
whatever. Their goalkeeper.
Whatever.
Their goalkeeper's quite tall, so I don't think he will let any in.
Yeah.
And well, the what I would do against this goalie, I'd put it in the bottom corner because he won't be able to get down in.
Yeah, well, remember, goalkeepers, though, they're important parts of the team. You don't get to a cup final if you're
got a bad goalie.
If you're a bad goalie, exactly. So what do we think the scoreline's going to be?
I'm saying 2-0 SE Dons.
2-0 SE Dons.
No, 2-1
SE Dons. Oh, so we've got goals. What do we think, Middle Avery Charles?
The pitch is all right. No bumps, no holes. SE Dons, all of them are quite tall, but the other team,
they've got a lot of cameras as well, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Love a camera. But you work if you're on YouTube, I suppose.
Yeah, and the other team, Bayswater.
Good. Other team, Bayswater. We know someone who plays for Bayswater. Have some respect.
Okay, Bayswater.
Yeah.
They're an all right team, so...
All right team, they've won two cups.
Okay.
I'm only joking. Go on, what do you think the score is going to be?
I think it's
going to
be
1-1. 1-1. Oh, 1-1. Oh, penalties. Who's going to... Oh, if it goes 1-1, should we talk about penalties when we get there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're nervy time. I'm going to go 2-0 Bayswater, I think. I think it will be a close game. I'm going to go for a goal in each end and a clean sheet. Bayswater will do their cup treble. As always, we will keep checking in as and when things happen. SE Dons have been in possession for quite a lot of this game there. Not really tested neither goalkeeper in truth. They're now on this right hand side pushing down. Is he going to play the ball through? Yes, the 24 is on the ball. Says Scott in the back of his shirt. That's his name. He's gone out for a throw. Quick throw taken. We can hear the SC Dons getting a bit tense out there. I'm not sure why. They're definitely the team who are dominating the half so far. Again, it might be the lack of shots they're having. Bayswater have gone in their half a couple of times, but again, nothing hugely major. But yeah, it's still 0-0. Entertaining game. A lot of people are just talking to the lino on the side. Stephen Hughes, who was the referee for the Plumstead Challenge Cup game last year, and he says it's a good atmosphere. There's a lot of people here, and from a referee point of view, like I said, you know, it's best seat in the ass. You know, you're not playing, but you're a part of it, and that's what we've always said on these grassroots shows. And when it comes to refereeing, you know, you're giving something back to the game, and you're experiencing some big moments. Back here, they're just Bayswater and defending so well. They've got what five, six players behind the ball, and SC Dons just are not breaking it down. They're playing some good stuff, SC Dons. Not going to lie, they do move it quite nicely and quite quick, but they just can't break through this defence. It's courtesy of the commentator here. There's a call there. There was an arm and a shirt pulled there in the box. Touch here again in the box by the SC Dons player. 24 gets it in. That is a great tackle to stop it going out. And it's nearly decapitated the ref. I might have to get my boots on. The ref nearly got taken out of the game. Or Lino. 0-0. And now SC Dons giveaway found themselves on the left-hand side, just on the edge of the box, after a moment where they were trying to say that a player was a bit foot high, to say the least, trying to block a ball. Ref played on from that moment, Bayswater cut inside, and now they've got a free kick just on the left-hand side outside the box. Good angle from here, from where we are, on Acton Grassroots. And we will see where this goes from here. The line is being lined up. The ball is down, ready to be kicked. Ref is signalling on his whistle. Big moment. The referee has walked back the wall, and all we can hear is shoot all around us. Shoot, shoot. That's all we can hear. Ran by VCD, the VCD Athletic Football Club, sort of porter cabin end. Referee's looking at his watch, checking, getting himself in the right position. Lino's in the right position to check the line perfectly. Whistle is gone. The number three walks back seven. Looks like he's in a position to take two. Where will this go? If this is on target, it'll be close. Curled around nicely. Oh, just wide again. Again, neither keeper's really being tested so far, but there's been some tense moments. Still 0-0. You can hear that high-pitched scream from people screaming for him to shoot. They're ignoring that. The ball goes out right to this 24 again. He's doing really, really well. He's having a good game so far at 24. 77 plays it back inside. Nice 1-2 football. And again, too long. It's this end product. It's this final third from SC Dons. They build up really nicely with this 24 on the right-hand side. He's involved in a lot of the build-up, and it's good stuff. But just the end product. What do we think? What do we think so far, boys, of the game?
I'd say it's going pretty well.
There's no end product, is there?
SC Dons definitely got more possession.
Yeah, they've got more possession, but they're just not really doing
They've had more attacks, but the attacks aren't leading to a goal yet.
No, exactly. What do we think?
I think they can do the hard bit, which is running up the pitch and whipping it in, but they just can't finish.
There's no end product, is there? There's no end product. So far. And there's a long ball which has been played back to the Bayswater goalie there. 0-0. SC Dons finally take the lead. Finally. After a lot of attacking. Ball comes in from the right-hand side into the middle as a touch. Bang, 1-0, bottom corner. Keeper is beat. Cameraman on the pitch as well. Always good to see grassroots level. How long left, Lino?
At least four left.
You heard it here first on the pod.
No.
From the Lino.
He hasn't said how many.
No. No, it's fine. That's fine.
Another 2 minutes.
But yeah, no, good goal there by SC Dons, who take the lead. 1-0, so my 2-0 Bayswater's out the window. It was a good finish, to be fair. Bottom corner, past the goalkeeper, he had no chance. 1-0 SC Dons. There really can't be long in this half left at all now. It's been some really, really nice stuff. There we are, half time as we said. SC Dons 1, Bayswater 0. So yeah, it's 1-0 at half time as we say. We're walking now around by the stand. There's loads of people here, so really, really good atmosphere. Big turnout for what is essentially a grassroots cup final. People of all ages, all genders. And it's just a really, really nice atmosphere. A lot of people mingling and stuff like that. And it's very, very entertaining game so far. There's some nice football being played, and it's all good, all nice stuff. This is also the opportunity I will take now to let you all know about a little side project that's coming soon. We can't go into too much details, but stay tuned to Acton Grassroots and Acton Millwall for a special spin-off show from next season that Nick and I have been discussing and working towards. A new show will be launching soon, and just watch this space. Interesting times are coming on the pod, but yeah, it's been a good first half. Good half, first half of football. Good advert for grassroots, as we always say. And this is proper grassroots, not the grassroots that we see when we go to the non-league stadiums and go around the scaffolds and the combined counties and all that kind of thing, the FBN leagues. This is West for V Super League, and some good stuff on display. Will the second half be as exciting? It may be. We're actually walking around to the other side of the pitch now, which is near the main entrance. Not to follow the SC Dons, but just to get another perspective of where another angle of the pitch and what it's like. We've stood to the right hand side of the dugouts. We are now going to stand on the left hand side. Will the change of angle mean a different game? You never know. So yeah, we're back for the second half now. We're actually now in the other corner, same side but other corner. SC Dons attacking the side we're at now. Just had a get on a nice ball played over the top on the left hand side, looking over for the line. No flag's not gone. It's come in, whipped in by the 10, headed clear by the 8. But still, Essie Dons 1, Bayswater 0, and the official Dons photographer just walked past us. Yeah, they've got quite the entourage to say the least here at Essie Dons. First chance of the game really falls to Bayswater there, where a nice ball's played over the top, plucked out there nicely by a Bayswater attacker, and a nice block at the last minute by Essie Dons to keep it 1-0. Another lively start, and loads of cameras around again, as we said earlier on. And yeah, good atmosphere, loads of people around the pitch, looking good. Bayswater on the attack now, he's beat the goalkeeper, shot comes in, blocked, deflection. Oh, Big G somehow saved it. Harris, he saved that. Jeez. Oh, I'll tell you what, there was a shot, he got round the goalkeeper well on the right hand side, he took it a bit too far, the angle was tight. He's pulled it back across goal and there's a shot that's been blocked. The block has come out, gone out to another forward who's standing in the 18 yard box, and somehow the goalkeeper saved it. Really, really good save and defensive work by Essie Dons there. First time we've really, really seen them have to really defend well. Not because they're a bad team, don't get me wrong, but because of the fact that they've not really been broken down too well by Bayswater. They're the sort of moments there where teams could sort of rest and think the job's kind of done already, because they've not had much to deal with. But they've dealt with that really, really nicely. The shot as well that was saved and held really is one of those that could have ricocheted anywhere and gone out for a corner or gone back in or, you know, gone or anywhere. But he's held it really, really nicely. And fair play to Essie Dons keeping it 1-0. So for those who know, we're at VCD Athletic Stadium, which was up till last season the home of VCD, who were in the IFMIAN pitching in South East Division, same as Sheppey United, who we went to see last season, and Beckenham Town, those kind of teams there. Interestingly, Phoenix Sports in Scaffold finished second, and what happens is in those divisions is they're like a weird sort of playoff, similar to sort of how the Scottish teams do it, where you have sort of bottom two of one division play against the second place in the other in a sort of playoff place for a place in the I can't remember what it's called now, the IFMIAN pitching him, and then the loser obviously goes down to Scaffold. So what basically happened was the game was played at Phoenix, and it was a huge crowd for Scaffold level. There was about 800 people, and Phoenix won it. I think it was a last minute penalty from memory to make it 1-0, and it relegated VCD Athletic down to the Scaffold divisions at the and they swapped with Phoenix, who have now gone up to the IFMIAN pitching in division. So this will be a Scaffold stadium next season, which is an interesting one. We visited it when they was in the IFMIAN. Would we visit it when they're in Scaffold? Possibly. Maybe like an Erith Town VCD game we'd come to, or one of the other local teams around here. Would be Erith and Belvedere as well, but obviously they've gone up as well. They went up as champions of Scaffold. So yeah, the number of non-league teams in the area still stays the same, but obviously the divisions and placements of said teams has changed slightly. It's interesting stuff at the moment, with Scaffold Premier Division staying at 21 teams and Scaffold Division 1 going to 16, so there's been a slight number change there. But it's certainly going to be an interesting season next year in the 5th and 6th tier. But it always is when you look at the teams in this area, what they want to do, how they're investing, and the players who are in the surrounding areas. It's a good catchment area for talent, and you never know what players you're going to see, who's going to be the ones who, you know, will end up shining, and who will basically go on and have glittering careers. shows to show what action's happened in the game so far, because I managed to say all that spill and nothing had happened. 1-0 Essie Dons. Few challenges starting to go in now that Essie Dons aren't too happy with. Bayswater are getting a little bit more into the game again. Nothing too penetrative, if you will. Apart from that moment a while ago we said what was superbly saved by Essie Dons, there's not been too much from Bayswater, but they're not out of the game certainly. They're starting to creep back into it, knocking it around quite well. What do we think of the game this half?
I think it's been alright, not as good as the first half, because I think the first half had a few more chances. Like, this one's been a bit boring, but I might be saying that because I'm at a bad angle, but I'm not sure.
It could be that. There's apart from that chance that Bayswater had a moment ago, there's not been too much so far. And like the eldest of the Avery clan said there, oh blimey, clash of heads there. Essie Dons are looking for a foul. Bayswater don't think it should be a foul. It was one of those I didn't see much in it. I think I sort of agree with that assessment from the eldest of the Avery clan, in the sense that there was a lot of really nice build-up play and passing by both sides. Essie Dons nicked it slightly for me because their build-up play was good and obviously they went 1-0 up, but there was a lack of actual clear-cut chances. There's been one in this half so far, which was the one we just said with the Essie Dons goalkeeper. But again, not much of note at the moment. The game's going a little bit quieter, the tempo's slowing down. But it was a good first half. It was really, really quick from both teams. So is it blowing some of the puff out of them? Possibly. Headed clear by Essie Dons. The 14 for Bayswater brings the ball down well. Runs out to the left. Oh, he's beat the defender again there. Cross comes in. Oh, he's tapped it over the bar from Kaur. I'll tell you what, this ain't the greatest angle, but he couldn't have been far away. And all the Bayswater bench, and you just heard the fans there just... Wow, that was the chance. That was the chance. If we, if this ends 1-0 Essie Dons or 2-1 Essie Dons or a number where there's only one goal in it, those will be the moments that we'll be thinking about for sure. Essie Dons are really sort of in command of the game, even though Bayswater have got a few times where they've broke down and got towards the goal. Essie Dons really haven't looked threatened at all. They have been the better team in the final. There's no denying that. A few people around here are saying it's reasonably even. Yeah, Bayswater have done a really good account of themselves and they've done well. But Essie Dons have been the better side. Oh, it's interesting now, 1-1. We were just literally just saying Bayswater slowly getting back into the game, weren't we? They've had the bigger moments. 1-1. The plot thickens now. A really, really nice finish, basically. A nice little build-up play. Essie Dons arguing with the referee and sort of saying, you know, why was there some fouls that he let go? But basically, Bayswater broke down the right, broke down nicely, some nice football, played it inside. And then the player, I couldn't see who his number was, unfortunately, but he's got the ball nicely, whipped it round the goalkeeper, right down the middle of the goal. 1-1. Game on. Bayswater are huffing and puffing now. It's getting really, really interesting. There's been a couple of decisions where they think that they should have got the decision their way, with a bit of a shirt pull in the box, a little a foul in the middle of the box as well. There's another foul there. It's been given to Bayswater just about 10-15 yards into the Essie Dons half. It's getting very, very tasty now. Bayswater, their bench is getting very animated compared to the first half. But this is what these big finals are about, dear listener, isn't they? Everyone wants to win them. Huge moment in this game, absolutely huge. Basically, Essie Dons were through and there's been a foul in the build-up. There is practically, with the exception of like five or six players, they are all around the Bayswater defender and the referee. They're asking, what do we reckon? Come on, cards on the table.
He's going to give a yellow.
Yellow. He's going to melt. That's always nice to have bad the ref.
No, you know what I mean. The pressure's going to get...
We'll keep this fella anonymous, even though I can see his driving licence from here. Don't worry. We don't want to get in trouble with the league, do we? Oh, let's see. What do we think? Oh, was it a dog's odo? That's the problem.
What do you think? Don't sit on the fence.
Do you know what? I think he'll give a yellow card, but I think only because there was still a couple of defenders there, weren't there? Oh, he's pulled him away. Oh, he's consulting. He's consulting. You can hear the officials.
The lineup. His last man is coming.
Oh, you can hear the crowd.
Confirm this last man.
I'll tell you what. Can we have a drum roll, please, from you? Come on. What do we think it is? Here we go. It's a big moment. He's whispering. The hands over the mouth so that the... Oh, is that an Essie Dons photographer? They're trying to film what it is.
I don't think it's going to be a card at all.
No, it's got to be a card. It has to be a card. He's gone up to him. Oh. Oh, let's see what this is. This is the moment. As Martin McCutcheon says, this is the moment.
Not often do you get 90s soap stars, pop stars in football. Oh, it's a yellow card. Oh, I'll tell you what, that standing ovation, dear listener, is from Bayswater. 1-1. So we're getting interesting there. Free kick is on the edge of the D. There is about, I'll tell you what, I think there's mascots in that wall as well. There's so many of them, isn't there? The referees are waving. Not sure who to, but this is it. There's two players now standing on that. Big, big moment in this game. Do we think it's in, boys? What do we think?
Yeah, I'm saying it's
in. Wouldn't it be ironic if the one who clears off the goal line was the one everyone said should have got the red card? Here's the moment. The ball's being placed down. The 30's stepping away. Goalkeeper's making himself look big. Oh! Oh, no! Oh! Aha! They've done the training ground routine. Wow! Go on, I'll let you describe that one. Come on. Come and describe.
Utter schoolboy. Oh, wow.
So basically, what's happened is they've sized up to have the shot. There's a player just on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Very clever, though. Like, he looked like he was having no part of the game. A short free kick has been played to him, and then he's literally just danced around the wall and just slotted it in the bottom corner. Very clever. Do you think he meant it? Let's describe it. The young lady here has got it on film. We can't say her name for GDPR reasons. Okay. Here we go. So we'll watch it. We'll watch it back here. She's filmed it. She's the VAR this evening. So he's standing on the edge of the wall there, about, 5-10 yards to the right? Yeah. Not too far away.
Beautiful position.
Yeah. Lovely touch to control. One touch control, yeah. Bottom corner.
And it's the other person who weren't even meant lining the shot up. He passes.
He lived close offside, though, wasn't it? Close offside. But it's been given. And there was a slight pitch invasion. SC Dons 2. Bayswater 1. I tell you what, dear listener, we just had a bit of a pitch invasion there, and that goal, really soft to concede. I actually feel for Bayswater a bit there, because it was a nice training ground routine, don't get me wrong, and really nicely put away by SC Dons, you know, one touch in the bottom corner. It was a good goal, I can't knock it, but if we lose this cup final, well, I say we, I mean Bayswater, I mean I don't support Bayswater, but we as in the Royal We, if you was to lose or we was to lose a cup final like this, wow, you'd be angry. It's, 4 minutes added on, my middle boys just said, with timing. So, if, you know, 90th minute goal, that's why there's all the tension and all the emotion. And it's on a knife edge, it really is, this game. It's 2-1, Bayswater really, really trying to get back into it. And just not long to go now, Something's obviously going off over there. Something's going on over there. I think one of the blokes with the cameras is trying to hold the ball or slow up the play. The lino is now telling them to go, to get them off the pitch, because they're getting involved with the people with the cameras and they shouldn't be. But it's not long to go now, a couple of minutes. It looks like it's going to be the Dons who win this game. And they probably deserve it slightly, even though Bayswater have had a good second half. Dons have dominated throughout, and I think 2-1's a fair result. It was a close game. And a good effort for the grassroots game, if you will. Bayswater have now got a free kick in the middle of the park. SC Dons are really trying to try their hardest to time waste. They're tripping the players up. They're booting the ball away. The referee's got a job on his hands here. Dons are trying the game management stuff, which isn't what some of us are too keen on. And Bayswater just want to get it done. Dear listener, this game's got a lot. I mean, Bayswater with like one really fine final attack has just like unleashed a shot from, it looked like the edge of the area, but it's not far, it's not miles away. It's going to the top corner. Somehow the keeper pushes it onto the post. Corner now for Bayswater. And there you go. SC Dons are your winners of the Plumstead Challenge Cup. What a game. No, that's the other team. They didn't win the Fur Cup, so... That's the game. Michael Avery, Acton Grassroots, signing out, where SC Dons have beaten Bayswater by 2-1. Up the grassroots.
You're listening to Acton Grassroots.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.